Yo, 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 it's your boy Michael Trioteo, checking in from the Ghetto Flower. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to all of those supporters out there who've been showing love to the Ghetto Flower Season 5. I promise this is the best season yet. And now, let's get into today's episode with a very, very special guest. Be sure to like and subscribe, and be sure to never miss your chance to wake up and smell the flowers. Because after all, we are all Ghetto Flowers. Yo, 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 it's your boy Michael Trioteo, and I'm here with the Ghetto Flower Fresh Flower Podcast. You already know what it is. Got my main man, co-host Q in the building. What's good, broski?
Let's go, man. Let's go. We got a great guest, bro.
Hell yeah. I'm super excited today, man. Super dope up-and-coming artist from Chicago, man. Love to introduce y'all to the one and only.
Flanari, man. What's the deal? How y'all coming, man?
Hey, man. What's good, man?
Let's go.
Y'all coming in this bitch, man.
Hell yeah. Super, super dope to have you in the building. Thank you for coming through.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
You know, this is your first time on the show, so you know we definitely want to get you acquainted to the Ghetto Flower way and how we do things. We've been seeing your stuff for a while now, especially you know coming up in Chicago and the grind. And
Mr. Chrome-hearted.
Chrome-hearted,
Mr.
Yeah.
Chrome-hearted.
That's really how I first seen you, man. Visuals going crazy.
Yeah, man.
Lyrics going crazy.
Shit, I fuck with it. Man.
Hell yeah, man. So now let's jump right in, man. Flanari, man. What's it like? You know what's What's it like being Flanari, man? Tell me a little bit more about yourself and your upbringing.
Shit, man. It's just, I don't know, man. This shit is crazy. I take this shit a day at a time, gang. Oh, bro. I just be on a whole lot of flat shit. That's what I just try to stand on. And really, you feel me? Like, on gang, I really be just trying to stand on that shit out here. Let that shit be known, you know?
Nah, how's it been? Like, you know, just, you know, coming up in the city and like starting to, you know, get your flowers more and, you know, get opportunities like this and, you know, really get to put on for the city.
Yeah, that shit definitely a good experience though, gang, to go through it. All the trials and tribulations through this shit on gang, like the ups, downs, all that shit, it make me feel me stronger and shit. Make me want to go even harder for real, you know?
I feel you. So like, when did you like start rapping, bro? Because like, was it around like, cause when we first heard you, it was around like 2019, around 2020 type shit.
Yeah.
So okay. like when was like did you start rapping?
I say like I've been wanting to do this shit like all my life.
Type shit. I feel you.
Like,
I feel you.
I always knew that this is what I wanted to do for real and shit. Been around like mid high school and shit, where I started taking it serious and shit, where I started able to, you feel me, get my own money and shit, go to the studio and pay for this shit out of my own pocket and shit. But once I started doing that and I heard myself on Mike and shit. Oh, it was a wrap after that.
It was over with.
Yeah, I knew what I was on. I knew, I'm finna do this show. I'm finna take this shit all the way.
How was that? Like, finding your sound? Like, I really like your sound. It's super melodic. It's super smooth.
You can hear it in the voice, bro. You can hear it.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with that old gang shit. It was just, I don't know. Like, I feel like when I first did, I knew what type of sound I was gonna go with. You feel me?
Okay.
But I really wanted to try to, like, I know I got this melodic shit down packed. I really could rap too.
Yeah, you spit.
I really could spit too. So I had to find myself in more so really rapping versus the melodic shit, because I had that shit on lock already.
Okay,
I knew how to catch the beat and feel me. All my, it was all the same and shit. But you know, I'm getting better with it. I'm really locking in with this shit.
That's dope.
I feel you. And like, what was like your influences, bro? Like, from, like you said, you got kind of got like, you know, two lanes with your hard rapping style and the melodic shit. Like, what kind of influence you, like, I guess, well, I guess just like, what are your influences pretty much?
Shit, like, you saying as far as like,
as music type shit, like what was you listening to younger and shit like that?
Oh, like, I came up on all that, really, some of everything.
I feel you.
I really came up on some of everything. Like, I really listened to a lot of old shit. Like, a lot of motherfuckers wouldn't probably believe it, but, like, I listened to a lot of old music, so. Mm-hmm. And I was around my grannies a lot and shit, you feel me? So, the singing and, you feel me, like, blues and shit like that, shit stuck with me.
Yeah,
and I just was able to transition it to the now, you feel me? Do shit like that. But I came up on a lot of, you know, G Herbo's and shit. I fuck with all they camps and shit. Like, that's all I've been listening to, all the Dirks and the Sosas and shit and Gucci's and all that shit. So all that shit just combined in one, really. And I just, you feel me, found my way with this shit.
pulling shit from different. Yeah.
What Granny was listening to? She had the Temptations on and shit.
She like that old gang, like Smokey Robinson and yeah. shit. You feel me? Like Al Green and shit. She okay. like that old gang. So I came up on a lot of that shit, you know, aunties and shit, like R. Kelly's and shit.
Hell yeah.
You feel me? So all that shit was raw to me. I still listen to that shit to this day and still get inspired by that shit. Still
hit. Real loud. Cause like a lot of stuff too now, like we sampling all that shit now.
I've been fucking with the samples lately, and you feel me? Mm-hmm. I fuck with that shit.
Nah, that's dope.
Gang.
Yeah. But I feel you. So like when we first started getting accustomed to you around that 2019, 2020 time, like kind of like how was that, bro? Like transitioning into doing like Chrome Hearted and like really getting out there, like with being, you know, flying art, like really getting your name out there. Like how kind of was that transition? Because you said you was in just in the studio at the time. You feel me?
Okay. I say like it was cool, really. Shit, this shit all fun to me. Don't lie to you. Like all this shit fun to me. I had a plan as when I first started. Like I know what I got to do to get certain attention from, you feel me? Because I ain't no big, like, attention-seeking motherfucker. Like, you feel me? Like,
100%.
I ain't really never been the one that stand out to go grab the attention. You know, I'm really the more so in the back chilling, you feel me? So, like, but I'm like, all right, I'm making music and shit now. I got a sound. I got to make these motherfuckers fuck with it, you feel me? So, I'm like, all right, I got a plan. I know I'm finna take over this shit. So, like, all throughout my years of school and shit, I just kept at it. Around the town, like by the time motherfuckers start getting old, oh yeah, this he doing. This,
yeah, he taking it seriously now.
He's serious with this shit. He actually hard. And not only us fucking with this shit, but like other motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, he got some shit going on when he leave this motherfucker.
He's headed towards something.
Yeah, you feel me? So shit like that. So really, I just had a plan. I stuck to it, and I'm still sticking to it to this day. You feel me?
What was that? Like, you know, the people around you, what were they like, you know, what were they kind of telling you? Were they supportive of you? Were they sort of questioning, you know, whether you should take it seriously?
I had a lot of support. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's one thing I can say. Like, it's cool having support in the game. You feel me? Like, it's cool. That shit cool. Cause that's what motivated
me.
That's
what keep you going. Yeah,
that's what keep me going. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Ain't nobody ever told me my shit was weak. Not even on no dick or ass shit. None of that shit on game. Yeah. Like, so, shit. Ain't nobody ever, you feel me? I let motherfuckers hear my shit, play my shit, whatever. Ain't nobody ever say, like, everybody like, I hear it in you. So, you know,
what was that, like, first joint that you kind of played around your homies and family that was like, okay, I got some. I really got some.
I had remixed the Juice WRLD. I had did two, but I dropped one.
Ooh, you did a remix of Juice
WRLD. I did the All Girls the Same. And then I had did the Lean With Me.
Oh.
When I did the Lean With Me, I got a real cameraman and shit, really, you feel me? Yeah. Like, the first cameraman and shit I used, like, it was just, you feel me, niggas in the hood and shit. We got a camera and shit, you feel me? Who know how to
low budget.
Shit like that. So, like, when I got a real motherfucker, I had to connect with him. I'm from West, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
He all the way out south, I get with him. His name was 130 and shit. He shoot it. I get trimming that bitch. I'm, bro, I'm still a shorty, you feel me? How the fuck is he doing this shit, you feel me? How the fuck is he, who the fuck paying for this shit? Okay, you feel me? I just do. I got to get to this shit. But when I did that Juice WRLD shit, motherfuckers like, oh, yeah, I hear it in them. Bro, it was hard, motherfuckers. That's when really motherfuckers got caught on to me for real. Gang, motherfuckers to this day still be like,
I remember
that shit. On gang, real life.
Damn, that's what's up. Yeah, because that is a great comparison. I didn't even think about that comparison, to be honest.
I fuck with Juice WRLD. I just told the motherfucker the other day, like, if I could bring Juice WRLD back to life, I would.
Oh, God. Oh God! Cause have you ever heard of like that random question that like, but low key be on podcast? Like, if you could like have like three dinner guests dead or alive, would Juice be one of them?
Hell yeah!
Oh God!
Bro, crazy. Juice that nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, what's your favorite song from?
I like all them bitches. I'll really be off his unreleased. I like
he got a lot of music.
I like Robbery. Legends. I like
Robbery's insane.
Let's play a game, Big Bang, Taylor.
That's what's up. But I wanna get into Chrome Hearted, bro. Because when that shit came out,
that's you really already gonna put a song to you, bro.
You already know what's up when that shit came out.
I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, gang. I swear to God, if I'm lying, I'm down. I was just at the fucking gas station on my way here. Motherfucker, Flatinari, my Chrome Hearted shorty. Chrome Heart on my sweater. I swear to God.
How you feel? Like, how does that make you feel?
That shit still raw to me because, like, to me, that shit old, you feel me? Because I done made, like, so many fucking songs.
It, when you got a slap, bro, it you don't feel matter.
Yeah, yeah, like, and I know that, like, I'm probably be performing that shit for the next 5 years, 10 years. Yeah. Feel me? Just because that was my first real record, you feel me? That motherfucker's like, ah, and it stamped me for real.
Right.
But yeah, that shit, I fuck with that shit. Like, I could play that shit every day. And I promise to God, when I made that shit, everybody knew that it was, like, this one of them ones.
It came out at a perfect time. Niggas had the Chrome Hearts.
Yeah, Chrome Hearts.
And that's what really inspired me to make it for real, because that's when Chrome Heart flooded the streets.
Yeah, that's what everyone was talking about.
Everybody had that shit on. I'm like, oh, yeah, they finna feel this shit. Okay. And it's like, you feel me? Motherfuckers don't know Chrome Heart really been around.
Been around.
For real. Chrome Heart really been around, really been the shit. But when that shit came back out, ain't one nobody talking about that shit for real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's that. Okay, I'm finna put this shit together for.
I wanted to get into, like, the visuals as well. So, I know you had, like, the makeup artist do, like, the chrome bar.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to Locker Films for that shit, because that shit was crazy, man.
What's it like, you know, working with Locker and, you know, being locked in with...
And a part of that big production like that, you feel me? Not a lot of people could be a part of a big production like that.
Yeah, yeah, he trim. I fuck with him real heavy. Mm-hmm. Bro, that's my real guy on game. Mm-hmm. He put me on P with this shit, like, and his visuals crazy, and it's like... Motherfuckers been seeing Locker Films back in the day. You feel me? Like hard shit. So coming up, rapping and shit, everybody want a video. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
So to be working with them, that shit crazy to me. And I fuck with that shit on game.
That's sick, bro.
Because like that whole production of that shit was insane. And just like, you know, just seeing that, that's like movie shit, bro. Yeah,
real movie. It was cinematic, for real.
Yeah, it's real. And you, and that's what I'm saying. You got one of those, you know? Yeah. You got one. And like you could, anybody till this day, you could be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Check this out. You feel me? Yeah. Just search my name up on YouTube. Yeah. I got one of those. Yeah. Like
it complements the music so well. Like
on God.
It's just perfectly. It's literally, like you said, it's movie. Like,
yeah, that so shit's cinematic. I was happy as hell when that shit came out. I couldn't wait to put that shit out for the people.
Yeah.
I promise you, I knew it was going to be that when I dropped that shit. It was crazy. Motherfuckers got to react to it and shit. I look on my phone one day, I see Herb singing that shit. Motherfuckers tagging me and shit. Oh, yeah, it's that on game. Shows. Now we just laying these bitches on game.
Oh God!
Yeah, you've been this real consistent.
Yeah, that's all I've been focused on. My consistency.
You look at his 2020. This man, single.
Heat, man. I'm trying to drop all this hot shit.
What's your like process like when it comes to like making music? Like where like you're in the studio, or you like a you know you come with everything ready, or you know just tap in, punch in when you in the booth.
I'm
what's
really
your process like?
I'm really like a, you feel me? I just be going about what my mood is.
Okay.
You feel me? Like sometimes I'll go in the studio and I probably won't do shit but listen to beats.
Okay.
Just so I can, you feel me?
Catch a vibe and stuff.
Yeah, like just so I can catch a vibe. I might come this bitch, was just going through something. I might come this bitch happy, you feel me? Uh-huh. Anything. So it just really fluctuate off what my mood is, really. I just go about what my mood is. Sometimes, like I used to write a lot, but I knew like, all right, this shit getting serious. I want to learn how to, you feel me? I had to teach myself how to really freestyle for real and really get out of my shell with that shit.
Yeah.
And once I did that, you know, I just started fucking with that way more. But I still be writing a lot of shit too. Gang. A lot of my shit be wrote.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I wanted to touch on one of my favorite tracks that you put out recently was Ibiza.
Ibiza, gang.
So like talk me through that song. Like how does that come to your mind, and how do you lay that out?
That shit was crazy. Like the reason it was Ibiza, cause the beat was named Ibiza.
Oh, okay. Who produced that? Shout out
whoever. Was it Spank? It wasn't Spank.
It wasn't Spank. I wanna say Doo-Wop, but I don't wanna put a name on it because I don't really.
For sure. Okay. Shout out whoever produced it.
Yeah, whoever produced that shit, I'm finna look it up on bro. That shit was hard. I wanna say Doo-Wop. Game. But the name of the beat was Ibiza and shit. So I'm like, yeah, motherfuckers don't even know what this is for real. Motherfuckers don't even know you could go here.
Go to Ibiza country.
You could really go here for real. And then once I made that shit, I just put that shit together. I really think it was all a freestyle, really. I don't think I really wrote none of that. Probably like a verse of it I wrote, but like the rest, I once I caught it, it was that. Gang, that bitch came out hard.
Fire.
The video was hard. Everything was put together and shit. It was summertime. Right, perfect time. It was lit, man.
See, I feel like you have a really good ear for music. So, like, how do you know, like, when a song is, like the one? Like, how do you know, like, this shit is hard? Like, how do you know? Even when you listen to other motherfuckers' music, like, how do you know, like, this shit?
I don't know. It just got to be, what you saying in that bitch for real, you know? Like, hey. How you really riding it, you feel me? Like, me personally, I know when I got some good shit when the guys playing my shit 24-7. Like, oh, yeah, this the one. Bro, if my niggas can fuck this shit heavy, oh, yeah, I'm game. I could put this shit out and it could be that. But, yeah, really, like, that's really how it be. If you know what some shit, like, motherfuckers know when, when a song riding, and oh, yeah, he talking about some shit, or I ain't heard this before, you feel me? Or I ain't never heard no motherfucker say this shit before. Bro, like, motherfuckers didn't even know what a B's was. Like I said, on gang, that shit just stood out. Like, he on some different shit on gang. I just rather be like that.
I feel you. And this is another thing. You brought up your guys. Like, how is it, like, you know, you doing your thing as far as rapping, as far as, you know, getting recognition and stuff like that. How is it, like, when you see other people, like, your homies or just people that is just around you, like, kind of like they see you and they're like, damn, like, I want to be like that. Like, how does that feel, bro? Like when you have people that are like following your footsteps in a way, like, you know, there's some people out there that is looking at you like, damn, bro, like, I want to rap like that. I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to, you know, be a part of that. Like, how does that feel?
Shit, it's a good feeling because really that's my whole purpose to, you feel me, motivate, let motherfuckers know, like, you can do this shit on game. We all can do this shit. It's enough for everybody to do this shit. You feel me? Like, I'm here to take the falls. I'm here to take the win so you can know, you feel me, how to fall in line with this shit for real. So all that shit be really motivating me, man. It want me to be bigger than what I am, you feel me? And, like, to some people, it might be like, damn, shorty, big as hell right now. But to me, I'm just, I ain't even started for real. Nah, like, this ain't really shit to me for real. You feel? I got a long ass way to go. So that should just be motivating me, man. That's really my whole purpose in this shit, to just motivate all this flashy, you know, like, you ain't got to be all gang gang. You feel? You can still be with the shits and still talk this flashy. You can still be a suave ass nigga.
Yeah, facts.
You know?
No, I love that. I love, you know, an artist who's genuine and authentic to themselves.
Yeah, real life.
Like, you know, you're talented, bro. You're doing your thing. Like, you ain't got to act. You ain't got to, you know, put on a mask or nothing crazy. Like, you're doing your thing, bro. That's real. That's raw, man. That's how I fuck with that.
And I love that you broke that down. Like, what do you feel like the rap game is missing? Because I feel like it's more people like yourself and more people like that are true to the soil and that really care about the music.
Right.
And like you said, rather, and you care about motivating others. Like, what do you feel like is missing?
I feel like the rap, this shit missing realness, gang. Like, this shit all like a facade now, gang. Like, I done seen, it's a lot of motherfuckers portraying. It's a lot of motherfuckers that's, you know, just, I don't know. We call them creative players, on gang. A lot of that shit, you know.
Yeah.
Only the real know the real, and the real fuck with the real for real. So
he said, "Creative players."
I'm stealing that shit.
Nah, for real, gang. Like,
God, build a bear ass
me. Yeah, like, I don't be fuck with all that shit, but you know,
yeah.
Like I say, I be in the background and shit. Like, they say I don't pop my shit enough because I be too humble and shit. Word. Real live, but I'd rather be that way then, you know.
I feel you. What have you seen? Because when he said that, what have you seen? Like,
just
some goofy
a lot of goofy shit.
Oh my god!
I'm sure you've seen a lot, like, especially in the industry.
Man. That shit crazy.
Oh yeah.
I be thinking like, damn, I'm really in this room. You feel
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It be shit like that. Like, damn, I remember motherfuckers was just in the basement.
Oh god!
Put a song together. I'm so doing some whole other shit now. How the fuck I get right here? But yeah, that shit just all be took in the end, you know.
When you outside, like for example, like how you brought up, like, was there ever like a person like you seen, like, you was all like, damn, like on some like, wow, like some, I'm really shit. Like, this nigga really, you know what I'm saying, in the presence, you feel me?
I ain't never been starstruck for real, but like I say, when I first got with Swerve on gang, and I talk about Swerve a lot because that was the first rapper that really was on some
showing you love.
When you upcoming, shit different, gang. Yeah, bro, great. But when I got with him, we was in Cali and shit. We was in the studio, like, Nari, what up, gang? We shake up, regular. You feel me?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Damn.
That's Herb, yeah.
Balling like I'm Kobe. Okay. Uh-huh. Like, uh-huh. Real life. Yeah. Motherfucker used to listen to this shit. Wake up. Get the day started. Now motherfuckers in presence. I know I'm doing something right. Exactly. Yeah. Like, all it is, y'all just got to keep going with this shit. But I don't be really starstruck with these niggas. You feel me? These niggas bleed how I bleed.
Exactly. Exactly.
You just, you further, okay? And I give a nigga they flowers. Okay? And I leave it at that. I salute a nigga quick, yeah. Real live, okay? But yeah. That's how it be for real.
Was that around the same time you made Calabasas?
No, nah, that was a little bit after. This had to be like, probably like, because Calabasas was before Chrome Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I can't forget. We can't forget about Calabasas because they was fucking with Calabasas.
Calabasas hard, bro.
They was fucking with that hard. I can't forget that. But yeah, that was a little after, maybe like 2-3 songs after Chrome Heart. All right, game.
That's what's up.
Around that time, bro.
Because you dropped your EP around, it was 2020. You dropped your EP. And then you just been going crazy with singles. And I love that, you shot videos to those singles, and I feel like it's just building up, you know, your catalog even more, you feel me? So, like, what, you know, coming into this year, like, what do you feel like you finna, you know, be getting into?
I ain't gonna lie, I've been working hard as hell for probably, like, the last 2-3 years on, like, putting another EP together, like, another project.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna name it Not Like the Rest, you feel me? Ooh. Just on some, this shit gonna be different again, yeah, like... Mm-hmm. I put real time and effort in this shit. I done lost some shit. I done gained some shit of this shit. Again, mm-hmm. I'm not like the rest of these niggas, bro. I'm not like the rest of this shit. I want that to stand out and be real known for real. But I'm thinking about dropping a project this year. But other than that, like, just going crazy, like, one foot after the other. I'm good. Real life.
Shit, we excited for that shit, man. I also saw a
lot of singles and shit.
Last year, you did a show with... I think you opened for like Lil Got It and Young K.O.
Actually, that show had got.
I think I seen
on or canceled or some word. Shit like that.
How's man. That been like getting booked and stuff?
That should be. I love that shit.
You love doing shows?
Gang, like, I like all that shit. Features and shows and shit. Like, motherfuckers are really paying me for this shit.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. What's like your this favorite thing about it?
Turn
like,
it to generating revenue. Oh, gang.
You can eat off that shit.
You feel me? So. Nah, I really got to do this shit, bro. I got to go hard with this shit. Motherfuckers yeah. willing to spend $8 for this shit.
Mm-hmm. Who would come out to see you and shit.
On game, motherfuckers want to come out to see me and shit. Like, that shit crazy to me, gang. That shit like a dream coming true, real life.
Hell yeah. Is it a lot of, like, promoters hitting you up to, you know, pop out for events and shows and stuff?
Yeah. Like, last show I did, I just opened up Gerbo
sure.
at the Piazza. It was in Aurora. That okay. bitch was live. Which was turned. There was a couple other motherfuckers in there too.
Yeah.
Shout out to all them, gang. That bitch was rocking though.
That's what's he up.
Definitely
man.
Had a ball. Showed up.
Hell yeah. I seen you did the, what's it called as well? The 107.5 on the block freestyle.
Oh, the,
From my block. From my yeah, block. Yeah, yeah,
from
my
gang,
block.
Gang. They be fucking with me. I fuck with AZ. Shout out to AZ because he's a real nigga.
Another legend as well.
Yeah, he a legend in this shit. Okay. He fuck with me tough. We put the bitches together. Every time we do it, it was heat. Okay. We did the front of the block, and then it was the WGCI for the big jam and shit.
Yeah.
That shit be crazy too, you feel me? Like, I had took my little brother that one year, and he just like, damn.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Now
you
really
shit.
On a jumbotron.
Now
like,
you at this.
This
shit.
Bitch filled with people in this bitch. Okay? That just made me want to hop on the stage. Like, I got to get on the stage now. Okay, like real life.
And that's why I love you brought that up. Just think what's going to do that to him, bro.
Yeah,
like, you feel me?
Man, he's seeing this shit. Like,
it's possible.
Bro. Yeah, it's possible.
You feel me? But I wanted to ask you, like, where do you want to take this shit, bro? Like, how far do you want to take this shit? Like what is like the major accomplishment for Flying R?
And I'll just say once everybody around me good, that's when I know like all right. But I ain't never stopping this shit. Like take this shit as far as I could go. Further than as far as I could go, you feel me? Like I just got plans to open this shit up as much as I can, you feel me? As wide as the range as it get. Just keep opening this shit up. Have many doors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just staying at it, staying consistent. Keep doing right by my people. You feel me? Keep showing love to the ones who showing me love back, you know?
Hell yeah.
Staying humble with this shit. never getting too big headed with this shit for real, you know?
Hell yeah.
And just keep at it for real. You know?
Staying consistent.
All the things you said, bro, is gonna take you to the top for real. Dang. No cap. And who and you would make a fire song? Who else? Like fill in the blank.
Yeah.
We talking about a banger. We talking about, nigga, a smash.
Me and Dej Loaf.
Ooh.
Dej Loaf, I hear that name in a minute. Shout out Detroit.
Okay. Me and Dej Loaf will go crazy.
Is that someone you listen to? Like, you're a fan of hers?
I fuck with Dej Loaf. Okay. Like, she raw as hell.
What do you, like, listen to? Like, if we were to go on your playlist, like, what are you bumping on? Like,
it's so right much now? Different shit, gang. You gonna be like, what the fuck? There's so many different moods in that bitch. I swear to God. Okay, I was just listening to my fucking Coco Jones, ICU, real life. Motherfuckers don't even expect that shit. I'd be off my all and that shit playing to me, gang. I just be, you know, it's a lot of different shit. Like I say, I be going back with my mood.
I feel you. Top five Chicago rappers.
Fly Nard.
Hey, talk your shit.
Just all in total.
Yeah,
like,
in total. We talking about in total. And this is your top five. This ain't nobody else.
Who I fuck with, man? I fuck with T-Ski. I fuck with Fast Money, yeah.
Okay.
I fuck with Polo.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, three? Fuck with Sosa.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with shit.
Got one more.
I be listening to, man.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, the Jeopardy music. Dun, we can do it.
Look at that.
You know you gotta go with Smirk, man.
Smirk. Okay, let's get it. Let's get it.
You gotta go with Smirk, man.
Now, all those five, which one? If y'all were to make an EP, which one?
An
EP.
Oh.
Polo.
Ooh. Yeah, I can hear that. I can see that.
Take off with his ass.
I can definitely see that.
Real love.
That's some heat.
Is that someone that, like, you know, has, like, reached out to you or you've been in contact with?
Yeah, I fuck with Polo on his whole camp. He a genuine ass nigga, bro. Let a motherfucker know, like, all right.
Gang, I see you type shit.
I see you. Yeah. You got it, bro. You keep going with this shit. I fuck with that shit all the way, man. That's how you know real niggas who stand out, you feel me?
Hell yeah.
Motherfucker who could go out their way and do some shit like that to somebody that's, you feel me, on a lower level than, you feel me, or where you at right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what just humbled me to still fuck with motherfuckers. That's, you feel me? I ain't never gonna get too big headed for this shit. Like,
hell yeah.
Just off seeing how motherfuckers, you know?
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Shit, even fucking with us, bro. That's
you feel
love,
like, on game. Like, and I've been seeing y'all shit on game.
No, that's
we really was been supposed to do this. Okay?
No, for real.
Get with y'all.
For real.
Thank you.
No, that's love. And just like we tell everybody that come through, bro, this is all we want. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just for us to either have a convo. Every year, a convo anytime you available. You feel me? Like, this is it. You feel me? That's all we ask. But before we get out of here, bro, like, what is, like, the next, like, what is, like, the major goals you trying to just accomplish, like, for the rest of this year?
I'm trying to hit 1 million views on one of my videos.
Let's go.
I know I could do it. Like, I got a lot of hot shit.
Mm-hmm.
But once I hit that 1 million, I feel like that's going to... It's real grown, you know. Like,
mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
It turned into a different. Like, I did the 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 shit. You feel me? Building my shit up and shit. But, like, I'm ready for that 1 million.
Bro, it's going to happen, bro. I'm already knowing the quality of your videos and sound, bro.
Hey, I know I'm going to catch it, okay? I ain't tripping on it. I'm going to work to it, okay? We did 1 million on plays and shit on Apple Music and Spotify and shit that. So, you know. We just gonna keep adding these M's up for real until them bitches just get the piling for real.
Shit, I wanted to ask you as well. Like, I should have asked this at the beginning, but where did the name, like, Fly Nari come from?
Shit, like, just off being fresh.
It's fry.
Just really being fresh sale, you feel me? Like, that's what I was on, gang. Like,
some fly shit.
Hustling, getting fresh, okay?
Word.
Getting money and getting fresh, you feel me?
You can't do what I gotta
do. It's really some slight shit.
Got the preem on the hatch.
You feel me?
Oh,
so that's slight.
Slight shit, man. I just be trying to stand on this fly shit, let you know, inspire other motherfuckers to
hell yeah
put that shit on. Okay.
Alright, so shit, we'll end off on that note, man. The flyest, Mr. Fly Nari, feel me? Chrome hearted. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you, Sly. And once again, bro. Go stream Fly Nari for real.
Love my niggas.
Racks video out now.
Video out now. Never know dropping this week. New music on the way, of course, all the time.
You already know
what
it is.
Stay tuned with the boy.
Fresh Flower Podcast, and we out.
Peace.